From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here, Rob Center, our fabulous producer, and he's doing his thing right now. I can see him out of the corner of my eye already, so I appreciate that. Matt Catrillo's in the newsroom, and he's monitoring traffic. So far, so good everywhere in the valley right now, so no anomalies have popped up traffic-wise. In the studio with us now, Scott Duperrigue is back. He's captain of the Sunbury Salvation Army. Thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Do we call you a co-captain? Is that the right name, or just a captain? Or
just a captain.
Not the captain, all right?
The captain, a captain, yeah.
Okay, a captain. There we go, all right. So we know your lovely bride would very much like to share that title. We know she does. Mm-hmm. And Joel Harris is back. You can see him at the Sunbury and Milton offices of the Salvation Army doing outreach coordination, making sure everybody knows what's happening at the two Salvation Army citadels. All of that very much germane as the Needy Family Fund approaches. But now we're here today to talk about the Red Kettle campaign. So that is coming up. What is Red Kettle? We've heard the word Christmas kettle. You define this. Folks think of it just as the ringing of the bells, right?
Yeah, it's, I mean, pretty much what for us brings in the Christmas season. It's when we start to do our main fundraising campaign throughout the valley to help support those in need.
And you call it the main fundraising campaign. I think of the Needy Family Fund, where you end up typically with over $100,000, thanks to the Daily Item and Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation, and well, formerly BB&T Bank, now Mifflinburg Bank and Trust. This brings in more money.
No, well, it's not that it brings in more money. It's just the one that is done throughout the world as a Salvation Army organization to help fund what we do.
Okay, so the Red Kettle campaign, if I stick a coin in the pot over at the Susquehanna Valley Mall or in Sunbury at Stroh Alley, where does that coin go?
So that coin goes toward all the different community outreaches that we do all throughout the year. Right now, we're doing our Christmas assistance and outreach so that we're giving out hundreds of food boxes to families in need and individuals in need and thousands of toys to local kids and in the area. We'll, throughout the year, we have a soup kitchen every Wednesday at 5 o'clock for dinner time, and we have it would take me all day to list everything that mm-hmm. we do.
Well, yeah. And Jessica was here a couple of weeks ago. I mean, she went on about summer camps and worship yep. services mm-hmm. and warming stations. I mean, there was a good long list, and so we appreciate her coming in, and she can come back anytime. But, Scott, you're here to tell us that the Red Kettle campaign, you put a coin in locally, that dollar gets used locally to benefit local citizens in need.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, so that's an important thing for folks to think about. Occasionally, Scott, we hear about people putting a Krugerrand or a big check in a Red Kettle. Folks can make a donation in that way if they wish.
Yeah, they're welcome to put whatever fits in there. That's something of value. I don't want to stick a gum, but yeah.
Okay, but people elsewhere in the nation anyway, people have put, you know, multi-carat rings in there, so mm-hmm. that is actually acceptable? That's an okay thing?
Yeah, we can find out what to do with that to get the value out of it, absolutely.
All right, well, I suggest eBay, but I guess there's,
yeah.
or unless it's a big jeweler to go to Steve Daigle and get that done. But and checks, of course, that's a little bit more obvious, but they do take that. But now you're doing the thing with a QR code. Joel, tell me about that.
We're slowly moving into the 21st century where we realize that we're going cashless. So in an effort to try and capitalize on that market, we are moving towards the electronic pay. We're dubbing it Kettle Pay as an organization, and it moves through QR code where you can stop at a kettle, snap a picture, and pretty much seamlessly donate any amount that you decide to give.
Okay, so Kettle Pay is with a QR code, so you got to have a QR reader on your
Correct.
Phone. So those are Microsoft apps or something like that is a good way to go there. I think Google has one in case you want to give Google every last fragment of information about yourself. Volunteers to ring the kettle, please.
We never turn down volunteers. Throughout the year, we're always looking for them. But at Christmas time, when it comes to our distribution sites, organizing our pickups from picking up toys to organizing the food boxes, or even standing at the kettle. We never turn down a volunteer all the way up till December 24th.
All right. Well, WKOK will send some folks down to ring the bell in Sunbury. We'll start there. Now, tell us about the kickoff this week.
Yeah, the kickoff is on Friday, November 2nd at 10 a.m. We're just going to open up the holiday season with a couple of words. I think someone from WKOK will be down with us.
Absolutely.
And we're going to have a small brass band. I'll be one of the players. I've been playing tuba for, I can't even know, 20 plus years or whatever.
And a big instrument for a big guy.
Yes, that's right. And we've been, and we'll be playing Christmas songs and just having a good time as we kick off the kettle season.
All right, so that's at Stroh Alley in Sunbury, and that is, I think, 10 a.m.?
10 a.m.
This Friday, so this coming Friday. It's a week before Black Friday, so it's that's the day that this happens at Stroh Alley, which is the short alley between 3rd and 4th in Sunbury. And this is an opportunity for folks to just have a great opportunity. Oops, I'm sorry, that didn't take long. Between 4th and 5th, says one of our good listeners. How fast can people text here? But anyway, so we're doing that, and that is at Stroh Alley. Is that where the Red Kettle will be all year?
Well, we have, when the Market House is open, we'll have a kettle out there. Ringing right in front of it, so it'll be right near that alley, and then we'll have kettles all over stores in around the area. So,
okay, so that's some of the other locations, maybe the North 4th Street Shopping Plaza, anything along that line.
Well, we have Family Dollar. Sometimes you'll see a kettle out at our Salvation Army thrift store, which is also on Market Street, and then we'll have kettles. Once Black Friday rolls along, we'll have kettles at Walmart. We have kettle at a community aid store down next to Walmart. We have a couple kettles at the mall at Boscov's and at the mall entrance. We're down at Tractor Supply. I hope I'm not forgetting anything.
Well, you are forgetting, because there's dozens of them around here, and you've listed a half a dozen.
Yeah, then for Milton, we also have them over at the Lewisburg Walmart, the Street of Shops in Lewisburg, the Country Cupboard, Lingles, and all the way out in Great Value in Turbotville.
All right, Lingles is in Watsontown, if folks aren't familiar with that. That's fabulous little locally owned store, so we're glad they're there. All right, and again, the money that is donated at these kettle locations, and you've mentioned a few, but there are a few others, is part of this legacy of helping people. Tell me about this feeling that people want to help people with the Red Kettle campaign.
Yeah, it's part of it's that time of year when we come around to the holiday season, and it just seems like giving is just, it's just always there. Everyone kind of gets in that mood where they just want to do it. And the Red Kettle campaign is, it's there to, so people can give and help those families in need, that whether it's just food during the for the Christmas meal, or toys for their kids, whatever it might be, and it's so much more than that, but that's what we mainly drive to use it for, is at that Christmas time, and then we drive to help others throughout the year as well.
How long has the Red Kettle campaign been going on?
1891 in San Francisco, California. It was originally known as Keep the Pot Boiling, to help a local soup kitchen when they weren't sure how they were going to be able to fund it. I think they were doing upwards of 1,000 people a day.
Did you know that, Scott?
I had heard that, but I didn't remember the details.
Jeez. Wikipedia Harris is with us here today. Okay, so 1891, so 120-some years years ago, the idea of the Red Kettle. Well, and I think it's really the perfect opportunity. Back then, any kind of a coin probably had a more significant value, but people want to help. You've noticed that?
Yeah, it was originally designed on the idea that, a penny will add up, and that's exactly what happened. A passerby threw a penny in the Samson pot, and it just picked up, where we don't ask anyone to give any specific amount into the kettle. We just ask, that if you have, any spare change, it all adds up to us, and we don't turn anything away, like you said. Whether it's a diamond ring or a big check or even a penny from, a 2-year-old's pocket, it all helps us in the end.
Well, and I think the Needy Family Fund is coming up, too. So we're going to outline some of the families that stand to benefit from generous donations. So folks will hear more about that. But Needy Family Fund and Red Kettle are separate. We'll be clear about that.
That is correct.
Right?
That is correct.
So they're two different fundraisers. One is done by the Salvation Army, and the other one is done for the Salvation Army. So these are opportunities for folks to help. Scott, why don't you wrap us up today? Give us a closing comment. Anything else to add to our discussion?
Yeah, just this is our favorite time of year. We get to help so many people so quickly, which is part of that Christmas spirit and part of that kettle season. Get so much support from the community. So just thank you to everybody. Thank you to our donors. Thank you to Biter Furniture for hosting our spot. They give us a free spot to give people the toys and foods to distribute. Thank you for Toys for Tots for all that they do to help collect toys for so many kids in this community, and just so much for our volunteers and supporters all throughout the area.
Well, you know, we're on board, but the Daily Atom is doing all kinds of publicity, making sure this is out there, so they get a little credit, too, to make sure that the column inches are allocated for Salval. We know that's true. And Biters, you mentioned that, of course, they're the furniture store in the North 4th Street Shopping Plaza, but they also donate some unused space that they have up there that I would think of it as the Montgomery Ward mattress location, but that would only be about two decades ago. But it is vacant at the moment. But Biters rents it and make sure that folks can utilize it for the Needy Family Fund distribution that is coming up. So we'll get to see Kathleen Persing and the rest of the crew up there shortly. So we're glad for that. Where can I get more information, Scott? What's the clearinghouse for information if we need to contact you?
Well, yeah, I would definitely call our phone number at 570-286-4131. That's the easiest way. But we also have information up on our website. Joel, make sure I don't get it wrong. I always get it backwards.
Yeah, just SalvationArmySunbury.org.
Or you can hit up the SalvationArmyMilton.org.
All right, we'll do that. Thank you so much. Joel Harris is Sunbury and Milton Outreach Coordinator for the Salvation Army. Thank you so much for coming in. And Scott Dupree, the captain at the Sunbury Salvation Army.